Today's Hayem Yom for the 16th of Shvat, Tez Zayin Shvat, is in Perek Chof Aleph, Chapter 21. It's on page 285 of Lessons in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe is saying how, in order for the world to be created as it is, a revealed world, the Word of God had to come out from a potential state into an actual state, even though relative to the Eibishter, whether it's in the potential or in the revealed, makes no difference whatsoever. But for the creation, it made a difference. In the creation, because the words of God were revealed and actualized, that's why the world is the way it is. In addition to being revealed, there had to be contractions, tzimtzumim. The revelation itself is also a contraction. But furthermore, there had to be tzimtzumim, there had to be a chain of worlds through which the Chayas came until it was so diluted, so contracted, that the creation could accept it without becoming overwhelmed. Now today's shir. Chol ha-tzimtzumim, and what are these contractions? Heim b'chinas hester ponim. It is the concealing of the face. To hide and to conceal the light and the life that comes from God's speech, that it should not be overwhelmingly revealed, so that the lower creation will not be able to receive it and to thrive from it, on it. And because of this, because there's a concealment of God's presence in the Word of God itself, so that the Word of God reaches them, but the presence of God doesn't, and that's what the idea of concealing the face. When a person speaks and you don't see the face, you don't know who's speaking. And that's why it may appear to the world that the light and the life of God's speech, which is clothed within them, the world perceives the life that is within them, the light that is within them, as if it is something separate from God. So although they know that it came from God, but they experience it and perceive it as something that has separated itself from God and is now a separate entity. Just as a spoken word from a human being leaves the person and becomes a separate being. So this is all in the perception of the creation. But as far as God is concerned, all these obstructions and all these veils that conceal and diminish the light so that the creation can perceive the light as having separated itself from God and become a separate entity, all of this does not affect the Eibishter. Because to the Eibishter, revealed and concealed are all the same. Darkness and light are alike. Even the darkness does not obscure from you. Or, on a deeper level, even the darkness does not darken, because mimeko, it is all from you. It all comes from God. Because even the veils, even the concealments, even the tzimtzumim themselves are not something separate from God, God forbid, but rather it's like the turtle or the snail, the levushe mineyube, whose garment, whose house is of itself, is itself. So when God is concealed, he is concealed only in himself, by himself, and that is not considered a true concealment. In a din Shulchan Aruch, that if a person wants to cover his head, he has to put on a hat, he has to have a yarmulke. But if he puts his hand on his head, that's not called covering the head, because the hand is nothing separate from the head. It's the same body, it's the same person. So when God conceals himself, he conceals himself behind himself. And therefore, for him, it is not a concealment at all. Kameshikosuv, ki havayu hu ha-likim, as it says, God is a-likim, hu kameshikosuv, mokimach. And as this is explained at length elsewhere, that Hashem is a-likim, a-likim is the tzimtzum, a-likim is the concealment, and Hashem is a-likim because the concealment is nothing separate or different from God himself. V'lochein, and this is why, kula kamei, kula kilochoshiv mamash. This is why all is as nothing before him. As the Alter Rebbe said earlier, because the whole world is created only from speech, and speech is totally insignificant to its source, to God, therefore there is no chashivus, there is no significance at all to the creation, not even in its source. And even after there have been tzimtzumim on the level of speech, where there are tzimtzumim, there are veils and so on, even then the world does not become a separate entity from God, and God is not changed by the creation, because the tzimtzumim themselves are also God, and therefore from God's perspective the tzimtzumim don't change anything and don't hide anything. And as is given a moshel elsewhere, and it may apply here also, that when a teacher gives a moshel to his Talmud, to his students, the reason, the purpose for using a moshel is because the concept itself is too abstract, too delicate, too edel. And in order for the student to understand, he has to have a moshel. So the teacher gives a moshel, and in the moshel, the concept or the idea is conveyed. However, for the student, the moshel is something separate from the nimshel. He hears a story, a fable about fish who are running away from other fish, and then the fox who comes, and the famous example of Rebbe Akiva. So to the child, that story about fish running away from other fish and so on is a story quite separate from the concept which it is supposed to convey. And if the student is not bright, he'll come away with a story and miss the point completely. Even if he gets the point, he sees it as two separate things. First, he understands the story. And then, when he thinks about it a little bit more, he gets the point as well. And that's the usefulness of a moshel, that it doesn't reveal the concept directly. That the student couldn't handle. It would be too abstract. But given the moshel, once the moshel settles in to the mind, then the mind can continue to understand the nimshel. But as far as the teacher is concerned, when he gives a moshel, does it in any way conceal the nimshel? Does it in any way conceal the concept which the teacher is trying to explain? It's his moshel. He made up the moshel. So how can the moshel conceal from him what the concept is? It conceals from the student. And even there, only for the sake of revealing. If it's not a good moshel, or in order to be a good moshel, it has to successfully convey the concept. So it can't conceal too much, even from the makabel, even from the student. But certainly to the teacher, the tzimtzum, the moshel, doesn't conceal anything and doesn't change anything. The moshel and the nimshel are both the same. In the Hayem Yem, for the 16th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that Amur Omar, my father, Adeni Ovi Meiri Verabi, said, this is the Rebbe Rashab, Tzvishin Keltum Kvide is Gora Dine Mechitza. Between coldness and heresy is a very, very fine line. Eshteit ki Hashem elikecho eish eichvahu. Elikus is flam fire. It says that godliness, God, is like a fire. Godliness is hot, like a fire. Lernen und davenen darf men mit hislavus halev. Learning and davening has to be performed with warmth of the heart. As kol etzmaisai temarna, all the bones have to speak of God's greatness, the divrei Hashem and teiru tefillah, which are the words of God in the davening and in the learning. But coldness borders on heresy.